Hello? Don't shout. I'm not here to hurt you. Well, I was, but I'm not now. No, just sit down on the bed, and I'll tell you everything. We don't have time for this. I said, sit down. Now, I don't know what you've done or who you've pissed off. It's not my business, and I never ask. But someone wants you dead, and they hired me to do it. Stay. Calm down. I told you, I'm not going to harm you. But you need to understand the seriousness of the situation. When the people who hired me discover tomorrow morning that you are still alive, they will send someone to replace me. And that person will kill us both. An assassin that doesn't carry out their orders is a liability and a loose end. I can see the wheels turning in your head. Why, oh why, am I sitting here and divulging this information to you? Believe me, this was not planned. I was actually pretty happy coasting through life, killing people and collecting checks. Okay, maybe not happy. Numb is a good word, I guess. Working on my retirement fund, getting enough saved up to buy a big chunk of land and live in a modest house on the beach for the rest of my days in peace and quiet. I like quiet. I choose to be alone. I know what I'm getting when I'm alone. No one can let me down. Will hurt me. But then, in a twist of fate, I was assigned you. Yes, I've been watching you for a long time, studying your habits, learning your schedule, seeing the way you treat people, getting to know you without ever being close to you. See, the job was to sit tight and wait for the call. Then eventually, I would be a honey trap. Get dressed up to the nines and go to King's Bar, your Friday night haunt. And I would bump into you and flirt with you, whatever it took to get your attention. One thing would lead to another, and you would take me home, where I would, in the most professional way, carry out my job, if you understand what I'm saying. Well, I got that call today. Whichever really powerful enemy you've made decided that today would be your last. I suppose they did afford you some kindness, sending a woman like me. You could have had a lot worse, believe me. Men in my game? Ruthless. Which brings me to why we're both sitting here. In near darkness. This isn't easy for me at all, so give me a little grace. Here. To show you I'm no threat to you, just please hear me out. During my time watching you, I hadn't counted on getting to know you as intimately as I have done. I'm sure that sounds incredibly strange to you since this is the first time you've seen my face. This job requires that I distance myself from everyone. The truth is that my heart turned black long before I stumbled into this profession. I'm sure that's why I was taken on and trained. But after I received the call today, something happened to me that hasn't in a very long time. I was sad. I've not said this out loud before, so forgive me if it's not quite right. I've grown to love you. Your kindness. your strength, your vulnerability, your generosity, the way you interact in exactly the same way with everyone, whether it's a rich and powerful CEO or a homeless guy on the street. I've seen your character. I've seen your soul. And I guess I had no idea, but it's chipped away at the black on my heart and stolen it. So, what do we do now? Well, as I said, people are expecting you to die tonight, and for me to make that happen. And in light of everything I've told you, I won't do that. No. But I have to reiterate that these are very powerful players and they won't let this go. They will hunt us both. You have two choices. The first being to disappear. Change your appearance, your name, leave the country, get yourself some weapons and hide. The second is for us to get lost together. Believe me, I'm aware of how crazy that sounds. I'm an assassin. You're supposed to be my target, and we've just officially met. But I can protect us, and I've had my way out planned for years. It's funny, dealing with the kinds of people I do, even when you know them for years, you can never really trust them. I feel like I've known you for a fraction of that time, and I trust you implicitly. I've fallen for you. Everything about you. Physically, too. There were many times when I was watching you that I would find myself so turned on, and my pussy would tingle. I would have to tease it and touch myself, imagining my hands were your hands. I thought a lot about what kind of underwear you'd like me to wear for you. Silk or lace? Black, red, white? Structured and strong? Or flimsy and soft? Tell me. Did I get it right? It seems I am going to end up in your bed after all. Have you ever fucked a dangerous woman? I'll get down on my knees and crawl to you so you can see me coming. I've come so many times thinking about sucking your cock. Will you give me the pleasure? Make love to my mouth. I see my pussy's already dripping. That's how much you turn me on, baby. Hold my head. Look down at me. You like it when I rub your cock on my tongue as I look up at you? Dreamed of. Oh, fuck, that's it. I need you to fuck me right now. I've waited so long. Yeah? Okay. Our first kiss. I've dreamed about these soft lips. On the bed. Oh, throwing me around now, huh? And you want to get a little rough? Yeah. Squeeze your hand around my neck when you slide your cock in me. Yeah, like that. Do it. Fuck me, baby. Come on. Pull my panties to the side and fuck me. Even better inside me. Oh my. Pull my bra down and squeeze my tits, baby. Squeeze my throat as I squeeze my pussy on your hard cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Squeeze my nipples. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You're coming to me? Yeah, fill me up. put inside me. Just let me feel you on top of me for a moment. And inside me. Oh my god. There's no shortage of passion, is there? Oh, fuck. We need to leave soon, baby. The essentials and get as far away from here as possible before they realize. So where do you want to go? With you, baby, I'd be happy anywhere.